Evening song service is Go On to All the World, and reading from Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, and he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. We have among us several brothers who are, of course, preaching in many different lands, and this evening we'll be providing four separate preaching updates, and this is the first one from our brother, Derek Chambers. Derek Chambers is in Alberta, Canada, and he writes in his letter of April 6th, the year 2000, Brethren, as you know, there are about 20 Spanish-speaking people who worship in the Northside congregation here. They used to meet on their own some years ago, but about the time I moved to Calgary, they decided they should work together with the English-speaking brethren. However, some of the Spanish brethren here speak little or no English. Also, although one in Christ, brethren of different cultures sometimes have different approaches to teaching and dealing with things. I am sure anyone who has been close to the Spanish work in different places understands this. Because of this, the Spanish brethren here have some of their own classes and lessons in the Spanish language. Although I understand only a limited amount of Spanish, I attend some of these classes and have enjoyed the lessons presented. All in all, this arrangement has worked well, and these Spanish brethren are extremely zealous for the work, and they mean a great deal to the congregation and especially to me personally. They are just a very important part of who we are. One of the Spanish brethren in particular has been especially zealous in his work. His name is Eric Castillo, and he is originally from El Salvador. He is about my age, has a family of four fine children, and preaches and teaches every week with the Spanish-speaking brethren. Eric is also active in personal work. Calgary has a Hispanic population of around 40,000, and Eric tries to make connections with the people from that population every time he gets. Eric is a very dedicated disciple. He is very capable and one who shows good leadership qualities among all brethren. He is a close friend of mine on whom I frequently rely for wisdom and encouragement in the work. Eric is a welder by trade. He has done well in his job so that when he has been recently promoted to a supervisory position, although this speaks well of his character, the new duties and extended hours of his new position have been hard on him. Eric has already strained to find the time to study, prepare lessons, and have some home studies. Now, with his extended hours and six-day work week, he can hardly keep up. In fact, he can't even attend Wednesday night Bible study anymore or be part of the other home studies during the week. Eric has now come to a point in his life where he feels he has to make some tough decisions, and it is Eric's decision to give up his career and begin work as a full-time evangelist with a focus on Spanish aspects of the work here. Eric has actually been wanting to do this for many years now, but has held off. Now that his job has increased its demands on him so much, he feels that time has finally come to make this move and dedicate himself fully to the Lord's work. I am writing you this letter so that you may become aware of this matter and have a good understanding of the nature of the situation. Eric's work as an evangelist will by no means make my efforts here unnecessary or redundant. Although Eric and I will be working together, and already are in some respects, in most ways, Eric's work will venture into areas of Spanish language and culture and into the Spanish community, which is all foreign to me, and in which I cannot be of much help. Meanwhile, although Eric speaks pretty good English, he does not, at this point, feel capable of preaching in English and in doing many of the things I do with the English work. Eric does, however, lead singing in English and perform other duties that benefit the congregation as a whole. Again, Eric shows good leadership qualities among all and is highly respected in the congregation. I personally see good elder qualities being developed in him for later years. I am also writing to inform the brethren of Eric's need to raise support. Although I would think that you probably wouldn't want to support two preachers in Calgary, I do know from experience that it is important that brethren know of such needs so that the news may be spread. Any help you could provide in Eric to find support would be greatly appreciated. He has actually received several good offers already for support and work, but always from brethren who want him to move elsewhere. His plan, however, is to remain in Calgary and to bring the people to Christ out of the rather large Spanish community here. And then Derek asks that people feel free to contact him or receive information about Eric, and would be glad to provide any more specific details about the work that both he and Eric Castillo are providing in Calgary.
Number 295. Sinners Jesus will receive, sound this word of grace to all who the heavenly pathway lead.
For Christ ever and do his blessing.
be a soul winner till Jesus calls for me to lay my burdens down. I want to hear him say, servant, you've gathered many sheaves, receive a shining crown. A soul winner for Jesus, a soul winner for Jesus. He's done so much for me.
Brother Gene Mabry. Dear brethren, in my last report I mentioned a couple who had returned to the Lord after several years of unfaithfulness, Bill and Jeanette Reeves. They continue to be an encouragement to us, attending each service we have and participating in the Bible class I'm conducting for newer Christians, in which we are starting with a survey of the Old Testament. 2 weeks ago, they were able to persuade their daughter Tracy to visit on Sunday morning, and she was back this past Sunday. She is not a Christian. Bill and Jeanette are sorry they weren't doing as they should during her formative years, but she seemed enthusiastic about learning about the Bible, so I'm hopeful good will come from it. She is working two jobs, so finding time to have a Bible study might be a problem, but we will do what we can. On a less encouraging note, I had a talk recently with Terry Schmidt, who placed membership with us a while back, but has been very sporadic in her attendance and had completely stopped attending for a while. She told me she had decided to go elsewhere. When I asked what her reasons were, her answer made no sense to me whatsoever. I discussed it with a couple of our ladies who are about her age, and one said that she thinks the last time Terry attended was when I preached on divorce and remarriage, that she left in a hurry when services were over and looked upset. I can only speculate that that might have been her reason for deciding to leave us, but it doesn't look like she will give us a chance to really know. Speaking of divorce and remarriage, I had the solemn responsibility last month of performing the wedding ceremony for a couple who had both divorced their spouses because of adultery, Leroy Williams and Daisy Crafton. Leroy has been an active member here for several years. He met Daisy last year and introduced her to the gospel. She began attending our services and was baptized several months ago. Leroy and Daisy both seem thankful that they found each other. Please pray for their union. We continue to have visitors at our worship services from time to time, but for the most part, it seems that those who come are not interested in what we have to offer. Many are people who live in our area, but are members at various institutional churches around town. I suppose they come out of curiosity. We've not yet found a way to interest very many of them in a study of the Word. We need to find a way. We considered having a vacation Bible school this summer, but found that there were not really enough support for the idea from those of whom most of the work would necessarily fall. Those who would be teachers of children's classes. Most of our best teachers are already heavily loaded in our regular Bible classes and felt too drained at this time to make an additional commitment of time and energy. We were stretched pretty thin at this time, but we decided to plan ahead and try to have a vacation Bible school next year, preparing far in advance. I preached in the local prison for the first time recently, the Jester Unit 3 in Sugarland. The brethren from the North Avenue Inn Church in Rosenberg have been doing this for some time now, and have been able to baptize a few. I attended an orientation session several months ago to be qualified to do volunteer religious work in the prisons, so I may get more involved in that work. I was able to attend the Florida College lectures this year and enjoyed the trip very much. Janice and I were also able to take a short weekend trip the last part of February and visited the Junction Highway Church in Kerrville, where I preached for several years in the 80s. It was good to see our friends and brethren there again. March 13th. I waited until our gospel meeting was completed before I finished this report so I could convey news of that effort. The meeting was March 5th through 10th, and David Watts from Longview did the preaching. I had never met David before, so this was an opportunity for me to get to know a fellow preacher of the gospel. David's sermons were plain, forceful presentations of the truth, and I'm sure they did much good for those who had heard them. Our attendance averaged around 60 or so. We had a good many visitors from congregations around Houston and a few visitors from institutional churches that we can follow up on. However, we only had one non-Christian visitor that I am aware of, a classmate of one of our young people. We are thankful for that one, but obviously we need to work and pray to make more contacts in the community. I remain thankful for the fellowship we have in the gospel and for your interest in the work here. Please pray for our efforts. Yours in Christ, Gene Mabry.
Christ for the world we sing, the world to Christ we bring, with loving zeal, the poor and them that mourn, the faint and overborn, send sick and sorrow worn, whom Christ doth heal. Christ for the
there's a message true and glad for the sinful and the sad. Bring it out, bring it out. It will give them courage new. It will help them to be true. Bring it out, bring it out.
Ring out.
Merrily ring. Speak it away. Message divine. Send it today. Wonderful news, making them free, happy and free. Ring, 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 ring the message out. Tell the world of saving grace, make it known in every place. Bring it out, bring it out. Help the needy ones to know Him from whom all blessings flow. Bring it out, bring it out.
Abel Montanez, his real name is Abelardo. He says, "Brethren, I wanted to send you a note of thanks for your extra assistance on the month of December. God has blessed me with brethren such as you that have always had a generous disposition. We have had rough months financially speaking this last year. The gospel meetings I held throughout the year took a toll out of our monthly budget. The Word of God is the fountain of all my comfort, and I have learned to trust wholeheartedly, completely and without reservations, all of what it says. The promises and the blessings that a man who serves God delights and hopes for is what makes this work even more fulfilling. My wife and I have trusted in God from the first day we decided to dedicate our lives fully to the work. We do not regret one day since then, and we look forward to every day that God accords us. We have been able to do this work even more efficiently because of brethren such as you who come to the aid when we have difficulties. Your generosity and spirituality have comforted us many times before, and we trust that as before, God will entrust his servant in your hands to assist as you see fit. God bless you, and again accept our gratitude expressed so inadequately in this note. May we continue to fellowship in this manner for as long as you see fitting and as for as long as the Lord wills it. Your collaborator, brother, and servant in Christ, and because of him, Abelardo Montanez."
Six.
You, the perishing, care for the dying. Snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep for the erring one, lift up the fallen. Tell them of Jesus the mighty to save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. Each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can.
Life's evening sun is singing low.
To meet the deed.
Robert Rafe of San Angelo, Texas. Dear brethren, we are in the midst of a gospel meeting with Wayne Goforth of Abilene. We had a record attendance yesterday morning of 95. 30 were visitors. Most of them came from the community, so we will still have those coming who are upset with the liberalism and want to check us out. Four older couples have been two or three times before. We also had two older couples come for the first time. We had two younger ladies with children who have come several times and will probably continue. As of yet, the elders haven't been to visit them. So we still have lots of open doors coming our way. I still have three studies going with three new converts. And the study with Deborah Ortiz is still going well. The elders go out every Tuesday morning to visit the weaker members and the visitors. Of course, I do some of that on my own each week. Right now, there are four members not attending. We are doing what we can to encourage, admonish, warn them, and pray for them. We have also appointed two more deacons, Ken Jernigan and Russell Payne. We're hoping to appoint one or two elders later this year, which will probably take away two of our deacons. Concerning support, the church here has decided to pick up $100 of my support each month. So I notified the Cedar Park Church to stop their support beginning this month. The church here will examine the contribution every quarter to see if we can pick up any more support. It is good to see us heading for the goal of full support and then supporting other evangelists. Of course, that is still a distance away at this time due to our building payments. Thanks so much for all of the encouragement and support. Please continue to remember us in prayers as we strive to turn the wayward souls to the Creator. Yours in Him, Robert.
Are you sowing the seed of the kingdom, brother, in the morning, bright and fair? Are you sowing the seed of the kingdom, brother, in the heat of the noonday's glare? For the
sing all three verses once again. Come to Jesus, he will save you, though your sins as crimson glow. If you give your hearts to Jesus, he will make them white as snow.
Our most righteous Father in heaven, we thank you for this day that you've given us to come to worship you, to study portions of your word, to learn of your workers in the field that we are supporting. Father, we'd ask that you be with each of these fine men in their respective situations. Give them the strength, the courage, the motivation to do what they must do to bring others to your fold. Father, we'd ask that you be with each of us and help us to remember not to assume that just because we support others that our work is done. Help us to always be examples to the world so that we may bring others to you. Father, we ask that you forgive us of our sins. Help us to strive to put you first in our lives always. Go with us throughout the rest of this hour, the rest of this evening, the rest of our lives, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
And 30, if you would, 330. Under normal circumstances, I sing along with you. But because of my voice tonight, I sort of thought of the words and tried to save the voice. And as I was listening to you, as you sang praises unto God, it brought joy to my heart, knowing that this is a way that the Lord would have it. It is amazing how songs reach each one of us. Paul, by inspiration, wrote in the Colossian letter, chapter 4, and there verse 3 and verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. It tells us that these songs are to come from within. They are to come from our heart. And it is the means by which we can teach one another. We have just had the opportunity to listen as four different reports were read of our brothers in different areas. Areas that you and I possibly will never have the opportunity of going. But many of these men have left, not only these, but others have left their families. Very few of them are in the location where their moms and dads are, their brothers and sisters in the flesh, their aunts and their uncles. They have been willing to leave all of that, a privilege that many of you enjoy on a regular basis. They ask no one to feel sorry for them, but they feel the need of going into the world and preach the gospel. Jesus told his disciples, those 12 men in particular, to do that. He said, to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. By your constant support, you are allowing people in other areas to hear the gospel. Not only here in our community, but all over where men are sent, God's word rings forth. And by your praises tonight, God's word rings forth in song. And I pray to God that the sentiments of our hearts tonight not only touched one another, but in particular, that they reached into the throne room of God and that God found our singing acceptable unto him. For if our singing, no matter how pretty, and it was that, if our singing is not accepted by him, you know, it really matters not how pretty it might be. So that is why it behooves each one of us, as we open our mouths and as we say the words, that we are assured of the fact and assuring God that these sentiments are from our hearts, and whatever the songs we have sung have said, that we have meant it. That we too are concerned about our neighbors and our loved ones, their need to know the gospel, their need to understand the fact that Jesus Christ died for them, gave his life for them, so that they might not have to stand before him guilty of sin, if they would be but obedient. Is there someone in this assembly tonight that is not a child of God? This is an opportunity for you tonight. And my friend, it may be the last opportunity that you ever have. Many have gone to services like this, thinking, tomorrow, tomorrow, and there was no tomorrow. This may be the last chance that you have to become God's child. Would you take opportunity? Will you not repent of your sins, confess your faith in Christ, be buried with him, and have your sins washed away? But if you are God's child and have not lived the way you should, that you brought shame, reproach upon the Christ, this might be your last opportunity to make that right as well. Let's not ever allow an opportunity to do right pass us by, especially in reference to our own souls. Think of that. One together we stand and sing number 330.
So, just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God.
those who have not had the opportunity to partake of that this morning. If there is any among us, please raise your hand. Please do so after the prayer. Let us pray. Our most righteous and heavenly Father, we come before thee at this time, thanking thee for the opportunity that we have as Christians to partake of this unleavened bread, which for us Christians represents the body of our Savior, Christ Jesus, as he hung on the cross, Father. We ask that you be with us as we partake of this bread, that we may do so in a manner that is pleasing in thy sight. For this is our prayer in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We continue our thanks for this fruit of the vine, which as a Christian represents the blood that your Son shed during his sacrifice on the cross. We say we take of it in a manner well pleasing in your sight. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
One of our members came up to us in the last several months and said, I can't hear anymore. We're getting old. And so what we're doing is that we're going to help them, and what we're going to help them with, we are getting someone to come in and help us revamp our system so that we can have six individual sets, so that those of you who are maturing rather quickly can have these units in order to have their own volume on them, so you can turn them up and turn them down. And at the same time, we're going to get a handheld mic so that we can take it out to some of our brothers who are no longer able to make it up the steps, and so that we can help you continue to be a part of the service here. We don't want anyone not to be able to do what they can do. So that's going to be happening in the next 2 or 3 weeks. On the 26th of June, we're going to jack up this building in front of us. That it wants to go down, and we want to keep it up. And so they're going to be tunneling under. It won't be any problem in here. But when that does start, it'll take several days to do that. And mothers in particular, we'd ask you to be concerned about your children. And for those of us who might get a little inquisitive who are older, stay out of the pits. You know, we don't want anyone harmed or hurt. And also, we're looking into this year also trying to get the parking lot all reworked and refinished, because the water that's coming into and off of our building is not draining properly, and it backs things up. So we're going to try to get all this done in the next several months, and as these things begin to take place, we'll try to give you enough time to make preparation. It may be that on a Wednesday night or a Sunday or something, we all might have to park on the street or just park up at Barber and Ed's and stay for lunch, you know, something like that. But we do want to advise you of that, so you can be aware of what will be going on. And also, Brother Free and Brother Chandler and Samuel Kim, Brother Kim. All